With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. There is a lot of hope coming out of the Middle East right now. And while nothing is actually final at this hour, President Trump does say that Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of his peace plan to pause fighting and release at least some of the hostages and prisoners, possibly as soon as early next week.
It's something I think that will happen, got a good chance of happening. I may go there sometime toward the end of the week, maybe on Sunday, actually.
No word yet on what the governor of Illinois thinks about this, but it's certain he's not a happy camper. An element of 200 Texas National Guard troops now protecting federal property in and around Chicago. Troops arrived at an Army Reserve Center southwest of the city. Pennsylvania authorities say two state police officers and a suspect have been shot and wounded while officers were responding to a call. The officers have been hospitalized. U.S. Marshals say the only escaped inmate who had remained on the lam after breaking out of a New Orleans jail in May has now been captured. Inmates escaped after squeezing through a hole behind a toilet and then scaling a barbed wire fence. Viral TikTok trend called the Great Lock-In is helping people in their wellness goals.
The Great Lock-In encourages participants to focus on their life goals from September 1st through the end of the year. That trend could be applied to various goals, including exercise, healthier eating, or even financial objectives. Some participants are using it to build savings and improve personal habits. There are no set rules, but experts suggest reviewing finances, setting attainable goals, and finding community support to help them succeed. Bob Agner reporting.
And this is SRN News. The governor of Virginia strikes a blow for women.
Republican Glenn Youngkin has signed an executive order barring males from using female restrooms, locker rooms, or changing rooms in all public buildings across the state, including in the schools. The order also bans boys from playing on girls' sports teams. The governor says, quote, "This administration is fighting tirelessly to prevent discrimination on the basis of sex and to protect the civil rights of our citizens under the Constitution." Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians rising in India. International Christian Concern reports a new anti-conversion law in one state has set off a new round of anti-Christian violence. Hindu groups surrounded one Bible institute and then arrested two people. One Assemblies of God minister says pastors are being arrested and detained, while investigations target children's homes, Bible colleges, and house churches. This is SRN News. Financial institutions are raising a lot of concerns these days about AI investment bubbles.
The Bank of England, sharp corrections may be in store for AI-inflated tech stocks. The International Monetary Fund is echoing those concerns. It notes that global stock prices are surging due to high expectations for the AI productivity potential. Many tech leaders like Jeff Bezos acknowledge some risks, but still speak optimistically about AI's long-term benefits. Bob Agner reporting.
Canadian government officials says Prime Minister Mark Carney now raising the idea of reviving the Keystone Pipeline project. During his White House meeting earlier in the week with President Trump, a Canadian company pulled the plug on it 4 years ago when then-President Joe Biden reversed his cancellation of the permit one day after he took the office. More details at srnnews.com.